I realize that what I'm about to say is going to sound insane, but this is my truth. So I've decided that for the next 30 days, I am going to be treating self-care as if it is my full-time job. In other words, giving it that same energy or dedication as if it was a 9-to-5 or as if it was, again, like a full-time job. We've come to a point or a place where our well-being is secondary and the job is the primary. And that's just not how it should be. At least that's not how I want to live my life. So again, I'm flipping that model where my well-being and the well-being of other Black women in my community is the priority, is the primary, and income is secondary. That's how it should be, especially for Black people, specifically Black women, because of everything that we've endured over the last X amount of centuries in this country, right? So in today's episode, you're going to hear me speaking on YouTube Live. I recorded this video a few days ago, breaking down the Being framework in case you'd like to join me, letting you know what I will be doing, what the letters represent, and all that jazz. So before I get you into today's episode, make sure that you go to YouTube if you're interested in following along with me as I document this process and see what my results will be after 30 days of making self-care the primary and income the secondary, okay? You can go to youtube.com/browngirlselfcare and find me there. Hit subscribe and you will see the videos that I have talking about this process, okay? Here is the episode. So what I want to talk about is how I have decided I am going to, for the next 30 days, starting tomorrow, I will be doing a 30-day push flow. How about flow? That sounds more gentle. I'm going to be doing a 30-day flow or lean into the care and keeping of me. I am going to do a 30-day flow into the care and keeping of me. I have said this before on the podcast over the last few years and just in the community in general that to me, self-care, it is a full-time job. The care and keeping of myself, the care and keeping of a human, it is a full-time job. One that we don't get paid for, but we should, in my opinion. But yeah, it is a whole job. And I feel like in today's culture, we have it backwards. In today's culture, we have it backwards. Not by choice, mind you. We are, a lot of us, we're just doing what we can do to survive. All right. But it's just so backwards, especially here in the U.S., that it's the job that is the priority. It's the hustle and the grind that is the priority. That is the priority. Not us taking care of ourselves. Not us being the best us that we can be. Not us being the healthiest versions of ourselves we can be. And I'm talking physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. That is not the priority. The priority is working that job, getting that money so that we can survive, so that we can keep a roof over our heads, we can feed our babies, so we can have a slight semblance of freedom, okay? Freedom like being able to go travel or do some of the things that we want to do with the money that we make, okay? Keep in mind that many of us, we don't even have the capacity to take time off of work or take a vacation more than maybe once a year, twice if you're lucky, and to be able to completely disengage from the matrix, if you will, but to be able to completely disengage where we can take a week off, a month off, et cetera. Many of us don't have the capacity to do that because a lot of times, like I said, we have it backwards. So we're in survival mode. We're just, it's like all our life we had to fight. That's how it feels. That's how it feels. And so, you know, in case you didn't know this, if you're new here, I quit my job in September of 2019. I don't know the exact date, but I do know it was September of 2019. I quit my job. I was working in a 9-to-5. I've worked a 9-to-5 since I was in my, well, I started working when I was in probably like maybe 17, maybe somewhere in there. And I was working at Taco Bell and McDonald's at the same time, you know? And then I got my first office job probably when I was around 20, maybe somewhere 20, 21, something like that. I had my first real real 9 to 5. And then ever since then, I've been working in that type of office, corporate type of environment. And so in September 2019, after going through depression a few times and just some other things, I had to choose myself. I had to choose myself. And choosing myself, even though the circumstances were imperfect, looked like completely stepping away from that job. And so it's been about 5 or 6 years now, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, if you were to ask me now, were there any regrets? Are there things that I will go back and change? You know, I try not to ruminate on that because there definitely were some things that I didn't do maybe the best, but here we are now. I am glad that I no longer work a 9 to 5, and it's not to say that I never will again, but anyway, that's a conversation for another time. So back to me in this self-care project. Hopefully this is recording now because it didn't record before. But, you know, again, self-care for Black women who are the least respected, the least cared about or cared for or supported or tended to, we really must continue to do what we can to take care of ourselves and take care of each other, because nobody out there is going to do that for us. No one is coming to lend a hand. No one is coming to support. No one is coming to uplift. No one is coming to save us. No one's coming to do that. So our care and keeping, as hard as this sounds, our care and keeping must be the priority. Our care and keeping must be the priority. So again, I know that's easier said than done because we rely on our jobs for survival. We rely on our jobs to take care of our basic needs, you know? And so this is not a call to action where I'm saying quit your job, you know, go in the office and give them the middle finger and put in your 2 weeks notice. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that my hope is by me doing this 30 days and hopefully documenting this, it inspires you to not do necessarily what I am doing, because I don't have all the answers. I don't have the magic key. I don't have the keys to the kingdom. But my hope is that it inspires you to take a look at areas of your life where, you know, maybe you've kind of fallen through the cracks a little bit or a lot of it, and you can, you know, take a step back and say, hey, this area of my life, I want to make some changes here. I want to give more of myself here and pull back in other areas of my life, because we can't give everything 100% of our energy. We can't give everything all of our energy. We have to reserve and hold back and keep some of the things, some of our energy and time for ourselves. If not, we'll get lost. We'll get swallowed up, you know? And I don't want that to happen to me. And I definitely don't want that to happen to you, fellow Black woman, sis. All right. So, yeah. So 30 days of self-care, 30 days of self-care project. Let me tell you about the Being framework. Now, the Being framework is something that I came up with because for the last few years, I've just been thinking, what do I need? How can I continue to bloom in this season? Blooming is something that is very dear to my heart. Actually, I used to, on Patreon, when I had a Patreon, I would do like these bloom notes and record these little voice notes a few years ago for the women that were in the audience. Or actually, now that I'm thinking about it, my personal Instagram that I haven't even touched in a couple of years is Brown Girl in Bloom, because blooming is just very important to me. I want to live my best life. I want to live well. I want to live a joyful life. I want to live abundantly. I want to have a peaceful life and just all the things. Like, that's what blooming means to me. I want to bloom. I want to thrive. I want to live well. I want to be well. I want to feel well. So I was thinking, like, what does blooming
look like for me? What parts of my life, you know, if nurtured on a consistent basis or explored on a consistent basis, can help me to bloom in a beautiful way? And so that's how I came up with the Being framework, B-E-I-N-G. And so the B is for body, the E is for environment, the I is for, I feel like, what's that song? The P is for perfection, supersonic. I feel like I'm rapping right now. But the B is for body, the E is for environment, the I is for identity, the N is for nurture, and G is for ground. Being, body, environment, identity, nurture, and grounding. I felt like me touching on those buckets specifically would help me to get a more well-rounded sense of self-care was a well-rounded way to support myself as I bloom, okay, and live the type of life that I want to live. So let's very quickly break these down, okay? So again, B-E-I-N-G, being. So, excuse me, the B for body. And these are all pretty self-explanatory, but I'm still going to talk about them just briefly anyway. So the B is for body. You think about your body. We are having this experience with a body. So our bodies must be taken care of. So the B is for body. So for me, it would be things that I put into my body, taking walks, things that help my body be healthy. For a long time, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast before, but when I was going through I've experienced depression several times in my life. And I remember one time specifically that I think I was probably like 24, 25, 20, 23, 24, 25, somewhere in there. I had gotten up to my heaviest weight. I am 5'1", 5'2", if I'm pushing it. And at my heaviest weight, I had gotten up to like 200 pounds. I had gotten up to 200 pounds. My life, I was living a miserable life. I think I'm not sure if this is when I had left my mother's home, but it was somewhere around that time. There was just, we don't have all day. I don't have all the time in the world to talk about it. But, you know, I definitely was not taking care of my body the way that I deserved. I didn't really know how to take care of my body during that time. I was in survival mode. I was in fight mode, flight mode, freeze mode, fawn mode. I was in all the modes, okay? Name a mode, I was in it. I was in all the modes during that specific season of despair and depression. And eventually my weight got up to 200 pounds. And that just was not a happy time for me. And I knew that I didn't ever want to go back to that. Now I'm still fluffy. Okay. I'm still fluffy. And that also goes back to the B for body, because if I'm treating this 30-day experience like my full-time job, which is what I intend to do and to document that, I'm going to be addressing my body. Again, the things that I am eating. I take walks every single day, because I have a dog. That's one of the reasons why I have Callie, because I wanted to have a reason to move my body every single day. But the walks are not enough. They're helping. You know, the walks, they can help you slim down and all that. And I do that for that. But really for me, also the walk is about getting outside, hearing the birds, getting some sun on my skin. And it's also really good for your heart. Walking is really good for your heart muscle. So I want to take care of my heart, but I need to go deeper because I'm moving on to land this year or next. I realize that my body is not as strong as I want it to be. Look, you see that? I'm getting the big mama wave. I'm getting the big mama wave. Okay. I don't want the big mama wave. So I want to get my body stronger. That is one of my goals as now that I'm in this fifth decade of life. Because the muscles ain't muscling like they used to be. The booty's not bootying the way it used to booty, okay? It's just not. Your body changes when you get older, and that's just a part of life. And so I want to do what I can to be strong, to be flexible, and to just be clean, cleaner, not perfect. I'm still going to be eating Sour Patch Kids. Okay. On a Friday night, I'm still going to be getting a pizza. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to be like this health guru, but I know that there are things that I can do to get my body stronger and healthier. And that is what I'm going to be focusing on in this 30-day sprint. So that's the B for body. The E for environment. Environment. What do you think of when you think of environment? It's your home, right? It's your job. It's your community. It's your circles, your friendships, environment, your physical and non-physical spaces where you show up. And you, at least for me, in my environment, I want to feel a certain way. I want to feel peaceful more often than not. I want to feel calmer. I want to feel airier and less stressed and safer. Like your home, if nowhere else, a Black woman, if nowhere else, we deserve to feel safe and secure, loved, and whatever you want to feel in your home environment. So that is what the E is for, environment. So for me, your mileage may vary, but for me, during this 30-day sprint, I want to focus on things like keeping my living area tidy, the people that I'm speaking to. I want to make sure that they are safe spaces for me and that I'm safe spaces for them. I don't want my space to feel cluttered. So that means I probably have to declutter like the junk drawer. I want to keep my car clean because it's not clean right now. And in fact, it's so dirty. I had a freaking bird go out there and poop on my car a couple of days ago. I just couldn't believe it. Like they must've had a vendetta against me. So I've got to go and get my car washed. And I have a dog and she's in the back all the time. So there's hair in the little seat thing that she has. Like, I just want to do what I can control, because this is about the things that you can control. Right. I want to do what I can to keep my environment in such a way, even lighting candles and opening I don't want to turn because I don't want to mess this up, but I'm sitting in front of my patio balcony doors and I have the blinds up and open because I want to allow natural light in. Natural light. You don't see any other lights on in the home. This is natural light. That is a vibe for me. It helps me to feel how I want to feel. It helps to set the mood, the music that I play, when I turn the TV off, you know, things like that. I want to cultivate. Nobody wants to pay rent, but if you have to, Built makes it worth it. Built is revolutionizing how millions think about paying rent by rewarding their members with points and exclusive benefits around their neighborhood every single month. By paying rent through Built, you earn flexible points that can be redeemed towards hundreds of hotels and airlines, a future rent payment, your next Lyft ride, and more. But it doesn't stop there. Built is about making your entire neighborhood more rewarding. You can dine out at your favorite local restaurants and earn additional points, get VIP treatment at certain fitness studios, and enjoy exclusive experiences just for Built members every month. Built is turning a monthly expense into an opportunity to earn rewards and discover the best that your neighborhood has to offer. Your rent is finally working for you. Earn points on rent and around your neighborhood, wherever you call home, by going to joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbilt.com/self-care. Make sure to use my URL so they know I sent you. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. A certain type of environment that will help me to bloom in this season. All right. So your mileage again may vary, but that's what the E is for, your environment. Where did Callie go? Callie is sick of me talking, child. She done went and got in her crate. The I is for identity. Okay. And this one, out of all of them, I'm not going to say it's going to be hard for me, but it's it's a doozy. It's a doozy, okay? It's a doozy for sure. And you may find that one of these may be a little harder than the rest, okay? The I for me is probably going to be the one where I'm just like, oh, crap. Oof, you know? Because when I think about blooming, I know the type of woman that I am right now. And I know the type of woman that I am blooming into, okay? And I'm grateful for every single iteration and version of me from present, past, future. I want to respect and love them all, but I know that as humans, we're not meant to be the same. And so when I think about identity, I don't think about perfection. I don't think about, I don't think about perfection or whatever, but I do think about the woman I am blooming into, who she is, how she shows up, the thoughts she has, you know, the way she speaks to herself, how she carries herself, that the mindset, that kind of thing. And so my identity for a very long time was one of, I didn't love myself. I've said this before on the podcast. Like if you listen to the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, iTunes and Spotify, by the way, you've heard me say that for a very long time, I hated myself. I hated everything about me, everything that made me, more or less, I hated about myself because I didn't have an experience when I was growing up where I felt like anything about me was good. I didn't feel that way, that I was a good person, that I was beautiful, that I was smart, that I was worthy of love, you know, that kind of thing. And when you have that or adopt that mindset when you're young or whenever you adopt that kind of mindset, it doesn't just magically disappear, sis. That type of mindset doesn't just magically go away. At least not for me, not for me. That didn't just go away. And so it's been a struggle. It's still something that I battle with or still something that I deal with. Some days I don't feel like I'm good enough. Some days I don't feel like I'm attractive. Some days I don't feel like I'm a good person. Some days I don't feel like I'm worthy of having, of living an abundant life, of living abundantly, of living well, of having the things that I want. Or, you know, some days I just don't. And I still, speaking of identity, and this is one of the reasons why I'm still a follower of God. I still believe in God. I'm still a follower. I love Jesus, but I no longer identify as a Christian. Okay. I do not identify as a Christian. I identify more so as a follower because that, and again, your mileage may vary. No disrespect to anybody out there, but the type of indoctrination that I received, keep in mind that not only was I getting it at home, but I went to a Catholic school for a brief moment. I went to a private school for several years when I was growing up. When my mother was able to afford us to be in private school, we were. So I was in private school for many years. And all that to say, when I think about my relationship with God, it was not a good one, as because I would always, sometimes I would go to bed thinking, is God going to kill me today because of the things that I did? Is God going to punish me? Is God going to kill me in my sleep? Is God, am I being punished? Am I not getting certain things because God is angry with me and he doesn't like me? Like, we don't have all day to go into it, but yeah, I had to let go of some of this Christian mentality because it was really breaking me down. It was killing me. It was breaking me down. It was killing my spirit. So yeah, maybe we can talk about that another time, but yeah, identity. So for me, it would be when I do this for the next 30 days, and it could be anything, but what comes to mind automatically is not only things like words of affirmation and self-love and things like that, but even taking time to think about who I want to be as I bloom or doing the hard shit. Because a part of my identity for many, many years has been hiding from doing things that I know I really need to do. I need to take care of. And so I'll share more about that maybe tomorrow, because there's a hard thing that I needed to do, but I will talk about it tomorrow. So if you come tomorrow, that'll be day one. I'll share with you what I did. But just hiding from responsibilities, hiding from the hard things, did that for many, many years. And I don't want to do that anymore. So again, that's I, identity. N is for nurture. Nurture things that nurture your spirit, nurture your soul, nurture that little black girl in you that may not have been loved and supported the way that she needed to. Okay, so what things nurture you? What things make you light you up, make you feel joyful, right? So your mileage may vary, but I'll be sharing more of that in this 30-day sprint as I take on this 30 days of treating self-care like it is the only job that I need to worry about. All right. And then G, grounded, you know, getting that connection with the earth in some capacity, or doing things that help you to be here with yourself in the present. It is so easy, especially if you're in survival mode, to worry about the past, worry about the future, worry about all the things. Like we're constantly putting out fires in our mind. There's no time for us to just be present and be still, because there's just so much going on. Again, working that 9 to 5, or being shown or taught or conditioned to believe that the 9 to 5 takes priority over our well-being, or that we have to give away all of our time to every single thing. And then if there's anything left in the reserve, if there's anything left in the tank for us, then we can take that for ourselves. I'm flipping that model on its head. We ain't doing that for this next 30-day sprint. And so grounding, just doing things that help you to feel present and connected with yourself. So again, getting outside, putting your hands in some soil, doing some gardening, going to the beach, sticking your feet in the sand, okay, getting that connection to the earth, going outside, hugging a damn tree, putting your feet on the ground, doing some breath work, doing some meditation, time for prayer, time to just be still and be quiet. Turn off the damn TV, turn off social media, turn off the radio. Like, there are so many distractions. Not only are we, our brains fighting with this whole 9 to 5 thing, but then when we're out off the job, we're still tapped into that hustle, quick, fast energy of social media. And one thing that I do not like about social media is that everything is fast. And I've had to have a come to Jesus with myself to understand that my superpower is not fast. If you go back, I made a quick, maybe it was a live or a video here or something, where I said something about how I create boring, quote unquote, boring content. And it is boring by today's standards. People don't have the attention span. I've been talking for 25 minutes and 19 seconds. If you listen to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, you know them episodes be episoding because I talk. People do not have the time or the energy or really the desire sometimes to sit and be still and listen. Sometimes you'll be listening to something and you'll still have other screens open. You'll be texting while someone's talking. Like but again, it's just the way that our brains are being conditioned. And it's sad. And you'll know this because our one way to know this is what type of content on social media gets rewarded. It's not content like mine. I guess they call this long form. If it's not called long form, I'm gonna call it long form. It's not this long type of content. It's the quick takes, the quick, fast, boom, 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 30 seconds. Or you'll see content creators, and this is no shade to them, at all. It's just something that I've noticed. And I know you've seen it too, where it seems like they're just perfectly speaking because there's so much heavy editing. It's literally like every second is full, and you'll see the little jump in the video because that's a slice has been edited out and they're on to the next thing. And then another slice and another slice, another slice and another slice has been edited out so that you get this smooth, perfect, seamless, quick microwave served up video, because they're wiring our brains for that. The quick, the fast, the rapid succession, you know? And so my superpower is putting a halt to that shit. You're not going to get that here. That is not my strength. That is not my superpower. I do not have the capacity to do that. I just don't. I don't have it. And again, this is no shade. Like, people are out there doing what they got to do to get that money. Again, we got to survive. So if the eyes go on that, that is what they're going to do, because that's a reward. More views for that type of content. I don't make that type of content. I don't have the capacity. I just don't. I don't have the capacity either. Evolve, is it Kaya podcast? I don't have it either. Right, sis? I don't have the capacity to do that. So you're not going to get that here. You're just not. Now I do, I will say this, when I post like the reels or whatever, I use Opus clips and it cuts up the video. It cuts up the video and I use Opus. It's not a plug for them, by the way. But I use Opus clips because I can just like take this video and push it and they'll just recommend and they'll do that. So that, I don't have any control over that. That's just how they do it. But I'm talking like when I do these kind of videos, you're going to just get what you get. And if you don't like it, there's a million other content creators out there who I'm sure will have a billion followers. And you can join them on their journey. But that's not self-care to me. I have to be okay with who I am. And this is who I am. This is what the Being Self-Care Project is all about. I want to be myself and do it my way. Okay. And people will join or they won't. It is what it is. So that's the project. Again, B for body, E for environment, I for identity, N for nurture, G for ground. I'm going to be coming here for 30 days starting tomorrow. And I'm going to talk to you about what I did that day. Or maybe I'll shoot some video and show you what I did that day. It might be a 1-minute chat. It might be a 30-minute chat. It really just depends on the day. I just want to get to a place where I am in allowing you to be a part of this with me. Because that's how you build community. For the longest time, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast has been just a podcast. I have 300 plus episodes. If you go to iTunes and Spotify, you will see where I've been showing up pretty much every single Monday religiously talking about some type of self-care. But now I feel like I'm being led to not only talk about it, but to show you, to invite you in that way. And so I figured what better way to do that than to do something that I've been saying for some years now, that self-care is a full-time job and treat it as such. And talk to you about where I am at the beginning of the 30-day sprint and at the end of the sprint, what did I notice? How did I feel? What in my life changed? How did my body, am I more flexible? Did I earn more money somehow magically? I don't know. Because I do want to live more abundantly. Did I just eat salads every day for a month? Did I lose weight? Did I gain weight? Did I have some really dynamic conversations with my circle, my friends? Did I journal? Did I go outside? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do for the next 30 days, but I can tell you that it will fall under that framework, because that is the framework that when I work with the women that I work with in my coaching, my self-care coaching, you know, we use that framework as the main, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. So this is going to be interesting the next 30 days. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see where I am right now versus where I will be in 30 days. I'm excited to see what transformations take place as I bloom. I'm just really excited to see how I feel at the end of this 30-day sprint. Okay. So if you would like to try it yourself, drop a comment and let me know that you too will be doing your own being journey for the next 30 days starting tomorrow. If you want to just cheer me on, great. And one last thing I will say is please, or not even please, because I'm not asking, but just don't expect perfection from me. Don't expect perfection from me. My authentic self, I'm not perfect. I'm not, and I'm not going to pretend to be. I'm not going to act as if I am. So how I show up over these next 30 days, that's just how I show up. I'm going to give what I have to give, and that's it. That's what I'm going to do. So just wanted to make sure I say that, because like I mentioned before, like I'm not like these other content creators. I'm just not. And I'm not going to try to even be other content creators. I've lived a great deal of my life trying to be accepted by other people. I've lived a great deal of my life trying to be like other people, because I realized at a young age that I wasn't good enough. So I had to emulate other people to try to feel worthy or to receive likes or love or support or things like that. I'm not going to live my life like that anymore. I'm not doing it, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just not. So if realness is your jam, rawness and a little bit of cussing is your jam, not being perfect is your jam, but having honest, relatable conversations about self-care for Black women is your jam, then this is a space that you'll consider joining by hitting the subscribe button and joining me on this channel and this journey. So 30-day sprint starts tomorrow. I'm really excited. Leave me your thoughts, questions, comments below, your encouragement below. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for being a part of this little community here on YouTube and on the podcast and Brown Girl Self-Care. I appreciate you. And day one starts tomorrow. I will see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye.